Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. God bless. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we will. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We do thank the Lord for this day, because truly this is the day that he has made. He has ordained, and everything that we need for this day, he has provided for us. And what we should do when we pray is ask the Lord to open our eyes, let us see, let us not miss anything, and certainly let us not complain. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Good morning, my darling sister. God bless her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's so faithful. God bless you. Well, we honor the Lord God this morning, and we thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his provision. There's no God like our God. And, you know, we know what's in the scripture, but it's true. When you know it to be true, you can say it with all sincerity. There is no God like our God. I'm telling you, no, there isn't. There's no God like our God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? No, there's no God like our God. Our God is the only true and living God. And we come this morning in the name, yes, we do, in the name of Yeshua. That's Jesus. You call him Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Huh? Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, we come, we come, we come, we come. Oh, God, he made it possible. I was reading, I think it was yesterday, and he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, when I looked around and all the modernizations that's here on the earth, and then I saw something, pictures of the 90s, and they looked so old. You know, some of the movies and things, they just look old. And we thought they were in time. We thought we were modern then. But now it's old. Things are changing and changing so rapidly. Oh, my goodness. And we have to encourage people to get on the train, get on the train, get on the glory train. That's right. Get on the glory train. Hallelujah. I tell you, when we think about it, and we back then people were saying, after all, it's 2000, even 2000 look old. and of course, there's so much has happened since then. And don't even say 90. Oh, my goodness. But isn't it just amazing? Our God changed not. We get it. He's the same. He's not moved by our discoveries of what has already been in place. Yes, our discoveries. Our God is not locked in the comfort of time. No. Hallelujah. It's just amazing. We give honor to God for his awesomeness. He is majesty on high. He is the sovereign Lord. He is the sovereign Lord. And besides him, there is none other. Oh, when we catch a hold of that, my sisters and my brothers, when we catch a hold of that, our God is God. the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. We bow down before him this morning and we bless, oh God, his name. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise you and glorify you and magnify you and exalt you. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy, all your sustaining power. We thank you, Lord. And we honor you this morning. We thank you, Father, for your care. We love you, Lord. But what's so amazing and loving and kind is that you loved us first. Oh, my God, what greater love you have for us. You even gave your son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That after we sin, we're able to come back and be in right relationship with you. Hallelujah. We're in covenant with you because you desired it to be so. Father, we thank you. We love you and we adore you. Hallelujah. Oh, be with us. Open our mouth and let us speak according to your will and according to your way. Touch our hearts, Almighty God, that we may obey you. Touch our eyes that we may see. Touch our ears that we may hear and be clear on what we're hearing. Touch our minds, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch our bodies, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. And we remain healthy and strong and vibrant. For you, for the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that our bodies will be a little testimony to your kindness, your greatness, and that you are the master physician. You are the God that heal your people. And it's all for your glory in the earth. Glory be to your name. Father, we just thank you and praise you. And all those that are on the prayer list, we lift everyone up before you and their families, Almighty God. And we ask that you meet them at their point of need, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And all those that are not on the prayer list who are in need of prayer, Lord, we lift them up before you. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And we thank you for guiding us through this hour. Almighty God, in your shed, have your way, Lord God, have your way. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in your presence. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God, we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Oh, God, great is our God and greatly to be praised. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no want, but you satisfy our every need. You perfect the things that concern us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Father, we give you this morning. Hallelujah. Remember our children and grandchildren, may they walk in the circle of your blessings, Almighty God, and your protection. Lead them and guide them. Guard them with their friends and associates, Almighty God. Prepare those that are to be married. Prepare them for marriage, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and bless the seeds from the union. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, guard them. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Before you put them in their mama's belly, we know that you know them. We know that you have purpose for them, and we ask that you guard them. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. We thank you for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yet to be born. Hallelujah. Yet to be placed in the mama's belly. Hallelujah. At your appointed time. Hallelujah. Glory. Protected by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. From earth to glory. Thank you, Lord. We apply the blood of Yeshua over our children. Yes, Lord. Our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. Our nieces and our nephews. Yes, we do, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for making the crooked way straight. Thank you for guiding us where we may be in error and don't know it, God. Open our eyes that we may see. Hallelujah. We want to please you and be pleasing in your sight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. And thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Morning, Sister Catherine. Praise God for you. What we're going to do is I'll read the scriptures, and after we read Isaiah 62, we ask that you will begin to pray. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I got a table full of stuff I have to do. And don't even talk about. God is good. God is good. Good. Yes, he is. Well, we're in Genesis 1. Genesis 1. I have to read it until God says different. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. And God divided the light from the darkness. 5. Now this here. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. A lot happened on that first day. A lot happened. Hallelujah. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. Listen. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis, the second chapter. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to read Isaiah 43. I'm turning. I have so many pages turned, and I just like to read it. Isaiah 43:7 and then 8-13. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Excuse me. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're Isaiah 62, 6 and 7, we were just reading. I have set a watchman upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night, yea, that maketh mention of the Lord, keep not silent. And give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sweet loving Savior, mighty God. Thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy endureth forever. Thank you for this time and this opportunity. Thank you that you will hear the prayers, O God, and thank you for choosing this place at this time. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do and how you're going to move. Thank you, Lord God, that you are attentive unto the prayers that are going up before you on this day. We bless you and we honor and we glorify your most holy name. For your word tells us, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will hear their land. So God, we thank you for what you
continue
to do in the midst of us. Thank you for this time to come before your very throne. For you said to come boldly before your throne, that men ought to always to pray and not faint, not seek strength. Oh God, we thank you that you hear, God. You already know what's going to be said before it is spoken. So, God, we thank you, God, that we are warriors at this time. Thank you that we can go we can go into the spiritual realm, hallelujah, and pour down those things that be not as though they were. So God, we thank you. God, we believe your report and we stand on your word, for your report stands. All is going down, but your word, oh God, your word will stand from everlasting to everlasting, for thou art God. So we bless you and we honor and we glorify your name. There is so much evil and wickedness and jealousy in the land. God, you know all about it. You see it because you look high. You sit high, you look low. Your eyes go to and fro. And we know that all that's in the world is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, fire of the life. in this world. Hallelujah. That's all it is. But people need to be taught your ways and taught your path and led by your truth, God. Oh, my God. See the whole path. Oh, God, we just thank you. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. So, God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your truth. Your truth reigns. Hallelujah, Lord God. No matter what happens, what man does, your truth reigns greatly in this nation. Oh, my God, great iniquity before you, Lord God. Oh, my God, and repentance must take place. Repentance is needed. That's forsaken the statutes of God. Oh, my God, forsaken, oh, my God, your rules, your regulations, forsaken what your word says. Oh, God, we have these things that are put up, God, that says in God we trust. There are things that are up, oh God, that says they rely on you, oh my God, but before your very eyes, it's different things going on. There's form of godliness and denying the power of God, serving and worshiping other gods, oh my God, serving on flesh and servants of money and serving of houses and serving of cars and serving of jobs, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, wanting to gain, oh my God, continues to gain of this world instead of, oh my God, sharing the good news of the gospel, instead of letting people know that you are the truth, that you are the light of the world, that you are, oh my God, that you alone are the ones worthy to be praised, looking for prestige instead of seeking and looking for God, oh my God, instead of looking for the move of God, oh my God, God, we bless you. And we honor and we thank you, God. There are so many cover-ups and things swept under the rug and under the side. Killings because of color of skin, oh, my God, oh, my God. Family killing families, oh, God, because they're not even taught, like God. Oh, my God, man against man and woman against woman and mother and daughters against one another and sons and fathers against one another. God, your word tells us that these things would be, but you told us to pray. So, God, we are praying, God, that it be pulled down, oh, God, that it ceases, God, that it stops, God. That's not a being unstable, God, unstable in making decisions. Double-minded man, a double-minded person, a double-minded people, unstable in all of their ways. Your word tells us so. So, God, we thank and we bless you because your word makes stability. Your word brings about stability. Hallelujah. There's stableness in you. For those who keep their minds on you will be in perfect peace. So, God, we thank you, God, for the peace that passes all understanding. God, let peace reign. Let peace rule. Let peace abide in this nation. Oh, my God. Of all kinds, and need spiritual help and physical help and financial help and mental help, and people need encouragement. People need hope, which is in you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's people don't need the psychics and the mediums and the horoscopes and the fortunes. God, so many of these are popping up, God, in the land. It's allowed in the land, God, and it has to come down from the top, oh, God, to allow these statues to come up and to rise up, God. With the name of spirituality on it, God, but it's cut so much demonic forces and different things that are going on, oh God, that is a lie. So, God, we speak against it. Hallelujah. We come against it now. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that it is coming down, oh God. Oh my God, so many buildings, oh my God, that are coming up, God, that can be used for the people. Yet they're used for different things. Oh, my God. Used to sell alcohol, oh, God. Oh, my God, my God. Used to cause people to be trapped, to go deeper and deeper and deeper into things. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Into evilness. Oh, God. We just thank you that you hear us, God. You hear us, please, our cries, our call. Yes, and we thank you, God, that so much suicide and so much depression and so much neglect in our children, God, need places to stay and families are being evicted, God. And there is surplus, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There is surplus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes,
they can be used for the people. Surplus. Yes, oh, my God. They can help the people to have places to stay. Surplus,
yes,
God, that can feed the people. Surplus, God, in the land, but they trying to figure out how to use it. When they, God, I pray that God open my eyes to see that they can use the surplus for the people in the land. Oh, my God, there's so much need, God. Not that it's want, God, but there is need, God. People have need of many different kinds, oh God. Let them make the right decisions, God. Oh my God, for the people, God, before your very eyes. Know that you see what's going on. God, prick their heart, oh God. Cause a change, oh God. Oh God, deal with the conscience, God, oh my God. Bring down every stronghold, oh God. Every money force that come against them people, oh God. Let the right decision be made, oh God. Not decisions to make bigger bonds and bigger buildings, oh God. Because life and death in your hand, God. One hand bless God and life can be over. So God, we bless you and we honor you and we glorify your name. Thank you for hearing us in this place. This opportunity, this house of prayer, oh God, over this line, oh God, for you ordained it. You brought it into fruition. It's of you, so we thank you. And we bless you for any opportunity to come before your very throne, your awesome throne, where we know that you're here, God, where we know that things are moving, oh God. We know the enemy may not like it, oh God, but he has no choice but to get back. He can't have any say so in this, oh God. He don't have any rights, oh God. He has been stripped, hallelujah, of coming against what you have begun in this, oh my God. And we thank you, oh God. It won't work. It can't work. We bind it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. It's in full force, oh God. And we bless you in advance. We don't know where it's going, oh God, how far you're taking it, who we're here. But God, we thank you that those in authority, we're here. We believe in them to hear it. Not just hear it, but hear your voice. Notice it's your voice. Succumb to what you say, God. Move, God, as you speak to their hearts. Move as you deal with their conscience. Deal with them in a way they have never experienced before. So, God, we thank you for doing it. We decree it now, God. Decree and declare thing, and it shall be established. So, God, we thank you. Surround the president with godly counselors that will hear from the words of life, words for the country, words for the nation, words for the city, words of life for the people, words, God, and we will follow through, Lord God, not just hear, but be doer, hallelujah, hear and do the godly counseling, oh God, so we thank you for those that you have in place to speak your word, to speak against God, evil God, hallelujah, so we bless you. We honor you and we glorify you. Have your divine way, oh God. You are in control. Though man think he's in control, you are in control. We know that there's nothing new under the sun. Seasons and times come. So we thank you for this season. Thank you for this time of what you are doing and how you are moving. You have free reign and free course. You do it the way you want to do it. We'll just be in awe of you and awe of how you move and awe of how you speak and awe of how you go forward and awe of those whom you send. So we thank you. We thank you for this time. Thank you for this appointed place. Thank you for this sweet hour of prayer. And thank you for doing it. Thank you that you've already heard it. Thank you that your arms are not too short. Your ears are not too heavy. You hear when we pray. And you have already answered it. We thank you for manifestation. Oh, my God. We bless you. We honor you for it. You move in this nation, move in nations. So many need you, God, in different places. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even in the place where Mary was, oh, God, you sent an angel. You dispatched your word so your word can go anywhere, oh, God. Your word can every need. Your word can go into the deepest dead. For your word is quick and powerful. Oh my God. Sharp the energy in sword. So God, whatever needs to be cut out, let it be cut out. Whatever needs to be moved, let it be moved. We thank you for doing it. We bless you for doing it. Turn around, oh God. Thank you for is taking place. Thank you, God, for you are God all by yourself. None, hallelujah, in this earth can equate to you, God. None can do what you do, not move like you move. So we thank you, God, that you dispatch. Thank you for our ministering and warring angels that minister war on our behalf, on behalf of our families, on behalf of our children, on behalf of our grandchildren. Thank you that they're ministering to them now. Hallelujah. On now. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That we can walk. Thank you for the armor, God. Hallelujah. That you have given. That we can fight a good fight of faith. That we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And everything he sends is counteracted with your word. Was counteracted by faith. Every sharp dot, oh my God, is counteracted by faith. The shield of faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For we thank you for what our eyes will behold in the spiritual realm. What our ears will hear in the spiritual realm. What our hearts will receive from the spiritual realm. From your spiritual realm. Hallelujah. We thank you. What you're gonna downpour, how you gonna move, God, what you're gonna say, how you gonna do at the appointed time. We thank you. It's already done. Hallelujah. We believe in God. We count it joy. All joy. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. How the tempter may come, but whatever he yes, it won't work. However he does it, it won't work. You have already raised up a standard against him. So we thank you, Lord God. No repercussions. Thank you, Lord God. Counteracted by the blood. The blood. Nothing can outweigh the blood. The blood prevails. So we thank you. We bless you. And we honor you. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for moving. Thank you for seeing. Thank you, God, for this time, this place, this hour, this opportunity. And thank you, Lord God, that your word is traveling through the airways. Your word has reached the destination that it was sent to, God. You said for us to speak your word. So as we speak your word, we must believe that your word has reached where it needs to reach. We thank you for the hearts that is reached. We thank you for the ears that are open and hear. We thank you, oh God, the hearts that have received. We thank you now, God, by your word, as so it is.
Yes,
by your word, we thank you for
we thank you, Lord. We glorify you, and we magnify you. You've been lifted up, you've been put on a pedestal for it's all about you. Hallelujah, Lord, to the Most High God. Thank you for what you're doing in this nation, how you're moving in this nation.
Man may think you're not in control. Man may think nothing is happening in the spiritual realm. But, oh my God, if eyes are ever open to see you moving, if they look at the trees, if they look at the wind, if they look at the rain, they'll see your messages. They'll see you moving. They'll see your power in every element. Dear God, you made the heaven and the earth. You were in the beginning. Without you, nothing was made. Nothing was formed. There's nothing new under the sun. Oh, my God. Thank you that you're moving. Thank you that you're in control. Thank you that you're here. Thank you, God, for the answers already being manifested.
Yes, we bless you.
We honor you and we look forward, God, excited, God, about you doing it, about you moving. You continue to have your way, God, even in our lives, in our marriages, in our families, in our homes, in us, through us, by us. Speak, God, and we'll move. Thank you, God. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you for what you're doing in this minister, for what you're doing in the overseer, oh God. Continue to give her insight, inspiration, exuberate, oh God, beyond her wildest dream. We thank you and we bless you. You know her heart's desire, God. We thank you that it's coming to fruition. We bless you in advance. We glorify you and magnify you. What you said, God, it shall be. It already is. By your word, you spoke it, and you have not changed it. Hallelujah. So stand. Stand on it. Believe in what God has already said. We thank you. We bless you. And we honor you, God. We will hear your still, small voice, oh God.
Thank you, God, out and about, God.
Let us hear your still, small voice, oh God. Those that we encounter to give a word, oh God. So speak when you say speak, oh God.
That they'll know
that there's somebody in the nation that's for you, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you. We thank you for those, God, who stand on your word, who believe your report, who won't back down. Be with them, lead them, guide them, order themselves by your word. Have your way in our lives in every way, God. We thank you, God.
We bless you, Lord.
We say, hail down, oh way, as you be glorified and magnified. We will lift you up, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise your most holy name.
Thank you, God, for the fire of the Holy Ghost.
How about my soul? Thank you, for you are a consuming fire. Burn up everything that needs to be burnt up. Filter out, God. Everything that needs to be filtered out. We thank you.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We bless you. We honor you, Lord. As you be glorified, as you be magnified, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. As I say to God, and as we say to God,
be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. Oh, my God. All the glory goes to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. It is so. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's mighty name. It is so. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for Elder Peterson and the Lord using her. Hallelujah. 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 I am just so excited that the Lord permitted that to be so. We need prayer and their voices that can be allowed to be heard and words he has put in the belly of the saints that needs to be said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll be glad when we can just get our prayer circle going and just keep it moving, just keep it moving, just one and then another, and one and then another, and just keep it moving, just keep it oh, God, as the Spirit, oh, hallelujah, as the Spirit give utterance, hallelujah, just keep it moving and waving, hallelujah, the power of God, hallelujah, just moving. And it's not in vain. We spoken, and it does come to pass. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. Hallelujah. To be an intercessor and a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. There is a price, but it is a blessing. Amen. And so we thank Elder Peterson, and we thank God for using her this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask God to restore her and bless her for her faithfulness. Amen, hallelujah. God is so good to us. Oh, my God, he comforts us. He speaks, hallelujah, hallelujah. And everything listens when the Creator speaks. All is well. We can shout, woo. We can shout right now. Hallelujah. I can't wait. Hallelujah. I can't. But my Lord, oh, when we do 24 hours, hallelujah, just have it going for 7 days, just going 24 hours prayer. Hallelujah. 7 days, just going. Not the same people. Hallelujah. Prayer warriors. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just going. Hallelujah. Just going on in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tearing down strongholds. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Giving God glory. Blessing his name. Hallelujah. Let the praises be heard. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 No laughing and talking and nothing. Everybody count for a purpose and know what the purpose is. Hallelujah. Nobody's trying to see nobody that they hadn't seen in a long time. Fellowship will come a little later, but Oh, my Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is a blessing. We thank the Lord for the prayer this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This week has been a little interesting to me. There were songs that all of a sudden that I hadn't heard in a long time just started popping up. And one, it just took me the longest to, I could see the person singing, but I couldn't remember the song. Now, this one hadn't been that long ago, but I just kind of forgot about it. And I kept saying, Lord, what's the name of the song? What's the name of the song? And it's the song, Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. This morning it came to me just as nice and easy. Lean on me. Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. And the other one was, keep your hand in the winding chain. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you must be born again. Hallelujah. I said, oh, I hadn't heard that in so long. And it just, when I sat down and started listening, I said, oh, that is so true and so good. It's so soothing to the soul. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so good, and he brings scriptures back. So, oh, my goodness, I hadn't thought of that in such a long time. And Ezekiel, I was telling Bishop on yesterday, I said, my grandfather told me, when he said, I've taught you all that I can teach you. And he said, stay in the book of Revelation. Well, Lord, at that time, I just wasn't there. I tried, but I realized something was lacking in me, and that was being saved. Not going to church, but being saved and having the Holy Ghost, you know, and trying to read the Bible and study it. And the one who prayed for me was getting ready to leave here. I was just in a hopeless situation, a hopeless state. And so the Lord seemed to be bringing back to my remembrance things that have been planted. And I guess that's a good way of thinking, things that have been planted and you even forgot that it was planted, and God is bringing them back, and they are beginning to take root. Well, they've taken root, and they're beginning to blossom, coming forth, and now with clarity and understanding. Yes, since my grandfather passed, we've done Bible study in Revelation, but there must be something that I have missed, or the Lord is wanting me to share or get sharper. That's right. To become sharper in Him. Since He has allotted this time, you may as well get sharper in Him. I just never thought that I would forget these songs and things. And I'm saying, now, well, what else have I forgotten? What else? The Lord has nuggets. The Lord has given me that I have not remembered and need to be refreshed on. Yes, Lord. But we're diving into Revelation. His instructions to me was to stay in Revelation. So that's interesting. I guess that should be my primary scripture right there. But I will be obedient to that, because I trust the teaching of my grandfather, and apparently he that came back to me for a reason. And maybe it's because of the times that we're in. And there are things that the Lord wants me to see so I can be an effective witness and pastor and teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord opens up something to you, it's really open. And you don't kind of forget about it. Hallelujah. So since my instructions came back to me that I am to stay in it, so I spoke it, so there's accountability there. Amen. Hallelujah. And I would encourage you that if God has given you something or someone has shared something for you to stay in a place, and let's don't think that because it's 2021, we may have to, no, we need to pray and under the authority, pray for authority and boldness in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Pray. And this way we can teach it and preach it. And the Holy Ghost is not intimidated with 2021. The Holy Ghost is not intimidated about our little trinkets, our modern technology. The Holy Ghost is not intimidated by that. And the knowledge that has gone forth flowing. But the scripture tells us that this would happen. And so the Holy Ghost is not intimidated. So everything we do, it must be done under the authority of the Holy Ghost in Yeshua's name, you know, say Jesus. Yeah, in his name. Yes. Well, everything we do must be and under the authority of the Holy Ghost in the name of Yeshua. Oh, my God. It's just so awesome. And Habakkuk is another, I haven't really, you read, but I'm talking about study. I'm talking about study it. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. Hallelujah. I grab hold of some that I just love, and I just stay right there. Stay right there, but see, I mean, you have to move a little further. Oh, goodness. And Leviticus become one of my favorites. Yeah, it's a lot said there. Hallelujah. Let me just get back to our scripture reading. Psalms 1. To do Isaiah 1 right now. Psalms 1. Yeah. And I tried to remember to share this with my children. They're out in the world. And even with us, we have to be very careful who we get information from, who we let speak into our life. The scripture says, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. just want to pause right there for a second. We have had a tendency to think that my season is when I call it to be my season. My season for this to be over is when I call it to be over. But this scripture is a reminder that in your season, and that's the time that God has set for you. And what we have failed to teach people is that life itself is a process. Things that we go through, we try to rush things and rush through things so we can get what we want. You know, we're wrong. We're wrong. Wherever you are in your life, of course, there can be some extenuating situations and circumstances, and we should be able to know the difference. But your season, whatever it is, wherever you are, learn to be content. Learn from that season. Grow in that season. Become stronger in the Lord in that season. Be grateful in that season. And I realize that there are some things that can be so hurtful and so harmful. But then when we come out of that season, we realize we're matured enough for the next level. I know it may not make sense to some people because of what you're going through, but what can you do while you're in any particular season? This is your season. Learn from that season. Learn while you in. Grow in your season. Yes. I'm telling you. Life is a process. And when we read this, we don't listen. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Be like a tree planted that has been planted by the rivers of water. It's getting this nutrient that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. To be like a tree that has been planted by the waters, getting its nourishment so it can produce the right fruit. Glory to God, can produce healthy fruit. Oh, think about that. Think about that. Can produce and will produce. First, the tree will be strong. Capable of producing the right fruit in the right season, solid and healthy. Oh, my Lord, I'm just saying to you, can you be, ooh, glory, you can shout right there. You can shout that God knows exactly what he's doing, and it can be sometimes a struggle. It appears to be. But wait on God. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Woo, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love. Thank you so much. God bless.